Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
I received a text from a happy listener during the break. Casey in Seward says, I went to Ruhlman's last night for the first time.
Nice.
Got the New York strip, garlic cheese potato bites, and crab rice, like Sip likes. He says, oh my, the crab rice is unreal. Also got the cookie skillet. Ruhlman's old fashioned was perfect. A hint of bacon in the aftertaste. Be like Casey and go to Ruhlman's for lunch or dinner today, tomorrow, this weekend. Highway 6
go through
in
his,
Ashland.
Go through his menu again.
Here it was. He has that. Yeah. New York strip.
My favorite.
Garlic cheese potato bites.
Okay.
Crab rice. Had a Ruhlman's old fashioned, and of course ended with the cookie skillet, which he says was incredible.
The skillet, when it shows up, it's a happy time.
It is.
Oh, it's happy time. Thank you.
I thought you were overrating it. Oh, I had. I was like, okay, how good can this thing be?
Yeah, it's that good.
Really good. Yeah. Ridiculous.
Be like Casey. Get to Ruhlman's lunch and dinner today, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
A hint of bacon.
What he said about the old fashioned.
There is.
Yeah.
You agree with that?
Smoky. Yeah. It's kind of a smoky taste.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Phil. Phil, are you bringing burritos in?
Yeah, we'd like to have some burritos.
Did we see Phil?
Was it Phil last week? He was here last week, right?
For Ken Shimmick Day.
Yeah.
I wonder if Phil's showing up for that.
What cake you got?
Weather. Number 44. It's a good cake.
Weather.
Our cakes are simple, but they mean something.
Yes.
You always have a cake.
If there's an event, my mom was there every birthday. You have a cake. There's never like, well, we'll just do some cupcakes. No. It's a cake. There's a cake at every birthday.
Here's trivia for you, Sip. What was the first cake that Bill ever brought in? What was the occasion? Remember that?
What was it for?
Just trivia.
I have a photo.
I know, but we have a photo of it. We took it all together.
Any breakers text in? What was the first cake?
I don't.
I'll give you a hint. It was in February of 2023.
Valentine's
Day? No, earlier. No. Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
We had a Groundhog Day
cake. Brought one in.
Bill's favorite holiday.
Yes.
Groundhog Day. I love it.
When is it?
February 2nd.
February 2nd. Yes, that doesn't change.
Punxsutawney Phil.
We'll be talking about him pretty soon.
Yep.
We'll be talking about
the chill
Huskers
cold
hoops.
Of February.
Yeah, Jake will be talking Husker hoops.
Jake was freaking out.
Just being depressed about where they're at.
On the bubble.
Yep. On the bubble. That's where they live. Even right now, they're saying,
right now,
probably a bubble team.
It's hilarious.
I watched John Rothstein do his previous, like, yeah, Nebraska will probably be in contention to potentially make the tournament. As you said, every year. It's either bad or they're in contention.
Let's do hoops. Let's go hoops. I like it.
We're fine.
I want to put that out there. Ruhlman Steakhouse. Check him out today. All right, two games tonight in football. We got one in college, one in NFL. I'm curious. Now, we know Bill always leans towards college football, which is fine. I'm curious if Bill can sell us, Sip, on watching that game. If you had one TV.
Army.
Army, East Carolina, 6:30 on ESPN. Or Seahawks, Cardinals, 7:15 on Amazon Prime.
It's not even close.
Uh-oh.
I mean, it's not even remotely close. I mean, this game. So the game's kicking off on the West Coast. That game's those teams are West Coast
teams.
About
5:15 that time.
So it's 5:15. Imagine all of a sudden like that. I got to leave work today to get to the game
on a Thursday.
I don't know. Is there a team that there's less interest in nationally
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Than the Cardinals.
It's pretty, well, it's pretty low.
In the history of the NFL, is there any team with less interest? And Seattle's kind of a,
yeah, I think they
somewhat
both are.
Interest, but no, not really. There's zero interest. If you don't live within 8 miles of the stadium in Arizona, you have zero interest in the Cardinals. How many times you see a Cardinals jersey going around? There's Cowboys. I mean, you know, there's Cowboys fans, but there's Vikings fans.
I see Jags fans out there more than Cardinals.
Packers, Bears, you name it, there's fans.
You don't see Cardinals.
No one remotely cares.
You see them in Brewskis?
No. I'm gonna say I've never seen a Cardinals fan in my years going to Brewskis ever.
Eight fans. I mean, it's
around here.
Yeah, it's insane that there's no interest whatsoever.
You gotta be within 8 miles of
the stadium.
Glendale.
You have Glendale.
Glendale.
Cool looking stadium.
Yeah. But I bet if you go to Phoenix on a Sunday, it's not like people are freaking out. The Cardinals are playing.
No, I don't think so either. You know? They have no idea they're playing.
It was like that in San Diego. I was in San Diego on a Sunday when the Chargers were playing. It was no big deal.
Yeah,
it was just like, the Chargers are playing. I bet it's like that in Glendale.
Yeah, try going to Minneapolis and see if they care if the Vikings are playing.
The pushback would be they probably draw. You know.
Yeah, probably draw okay.
They probably draw. Right? It's something to do.
It's kind of a sweet stadium. Played the Fiesta Bowl there, so it's kind of sweet.
I've never been there.
I would have much rather played the Fiesta Bowl in Tempe the way it used to be.
I was in Tempe.
Yeah, that was
Tempe
sweet.
Tempe was beautiful.
Yeah.
So you just walk down from the – I stayed at Tempe Mission Palms, which is literally a walk down a sidewalk to the stadium. You just walk it like a sidewalk. It was unbelievable.
If you are the betting type, curious about these games, East Carolina, 5.5-point favorites against Army, who, again – beat Kansas State this year.
And lost
Tarleton State. They have lost to Tarleton State and beaten Kansas State. Army has.
Jeez, that's weird, isn't it?
And I love watching Army because they kind of manhandle the ball. They get a lot of possession time. So they're interesting. That game had to be insane. I didn't see any of it. I saw none of Army losing in overtime to North Texas. And then the score is, what was it? It was like 45-38. I mean, that's insane, that kind of...
Had an odd season so far.
Very odd season.
Army, yeah.
Yeah, very, very odd.
Where's Tarleton State? Did you cover that?
Texas.
That's Texas?
Oh, you got it.
Texas. In Texas. Thank you, Bill.
Is it Tarleton, Texas?
That I don't know. I'm assuming so.
Sounds like it.
It sounds like it would be. And the coach was awesome. I watched the end of that game. He was just happy. It was like fun. Went to Army and won.
So you're saying no, it's not even close. Army, East Carolina.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the game to watch.
Yeah. Because it's unique. It's fun to watch what they do. And, yeah, there's not a chance going like, man, if I can just see just one more couple series of the Cardinals. I love watch what they do.
You know, I always lean NFL, but this game is just so uninteresting. Seahawks-Cardinals. I know it's a divisional game, but like you said, everything past the Pete Carroll, Russ Wilson era has just been boring and forgettable for Seattle, and the Cardinals have never been interesting at all. Kurt Warner made a Super Bowl there. Lost.
Man, Jim Hart. They were interesting.
Jim Hart.
In the 1970s.
If I could see Metcalf.
Yeah.
If I could see Metcalf
in the 70s.
Dude.
Jeez.
Conrad Gobler.
Oh.
Yeah.
And who was that little receiver? Green? Do they have a guy named Green? Come on.
That sounds right.
Running down, Green's like,
you
always
know,
safe.
You know who played there in the NFL, don't you? Barney Cotton.
Oh, God, that's
played
right.
Old line.
Played both ways, I think.
And Nebraska played both.
No, he didn't play both ways.
No, he didn't. He wasn't playing both ways in the NFL. Barney was not all of a sudden third and eight. He's not coming off the edge.
My bad.
Here comes Barney.
That's my bad.
Yeah. Rick Heyman's song of the day is next on Early Break in the Ticket.